By mapping out where cannabinoid receptors exist in the brain and in what density, it should help shed light on the role of the cannabinoid system, which scientists are only just beginning to understand. What would you say the function is of these endocannabinoid chemicals?
Well, they act like a dimmer switch for other neurotransmitters. So other neurotransmitters like dopamine, when they're released in large quantities, you need to have a way to churn down that signal, that sort of churn down the amount of neurotransmitter release.
Why do these other chemical messengers need regulating?
That's a good question. Well, if you have too much of a signal, it can actually be toxic to some brain cells. And so imagine the case of epilepsy. You know, a lot of message is getting across, and it's not being regulated. Mm. It's all garbled. It's being sent all at once in full force.
In cases such as epilepsy, too much of a neurotransmitter is released, flooding through the brain and activating too many nerve cells. But when the cannabinoid receptors are activated, they cause the nerve cells to reduce the amount of neurotransmitter they release. In this way, the cannabinoid system keeps the brain stable, with levels of neurotransmitters at a happy medium. After 5 hours, the scan is complete. So, Garth, you've got the results in?
Yes. So we finished our 5-hour scan, and let me show you what we have. So this is an image from our subject from today.
The receptors are highlighted in what color?
In bright red. Well, any color you see, there are receptors.
Uh-huh.
And red is the really dense areas. And you can see there's a lot of red and yellow. Green and blue are the really not dense areas where there are not many receptors in our brain.
So they really are everywhere?
Yes.